It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. Live from our Bullhead City studio, it is September 19th. That's right. It's going to be in the mid-90s along the river today. Little clouds, puffy clouds. There shouldn't be, now that I said this, there shouldn't be any sprinkles. And then next week we get back to 100, just for a couple days. And then we'll get back down where it's a little nicer. During the program, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. If you have a question for our guest, write this number down so you have it. 234-343-1065. And it does work. You're always welcome to call in. And we have a text number for those of you who like to text. Yell at your phone. And I have to hide mine because it'll do this if I say it. Hey Siri, call or text 928-727-5566. And when I say that over the air, my phone wants to do that. Our guest today, we have the lovely Jackie Jensen, Director of Marketing, Sponsorship, and Tourism for Bullhead City. You didn't have enough to do before.
Right?
Now you got tourism and marketing.
I mean, wow. Technically I've been doing it all along.
Yeah.
But now it's...
Bigger. Now you got a quarter raise and a new title and a bigger business card.
And a lot more work.
So, yeah.
But exciting stuff.
I'll be home for dessert.
Maybe on Thursday.
Yeah. Late nights. But you love it.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And you can do it with your eyes closed. Let's be honest. You know all this stuff.
But it's still amazing work.
As she... I'm so shy.
Right. I could definitely use another pair of hands, but it's amazing.
Well, you...
Exciting stuff going on.
You have what, three people, four people? How do you have?
I have two.
Two?
I mean, not counting myself, three counting myself, but...
Okay. You got a good department now.
But yes, but we have a lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk.
Okay.
And we have Janie Figueroa, who is Recreation Supervisor for Bullhead City. How are you?
I'm good.
Put the microphone over by your mouth so we can hear you.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Janie is here because our main topic today, besides the 45 things Jackie wants to talk about, our main topic today is the Golden Games, which we're a little bit ahead of the game. I've got a commercial on the air right now with Christmas music in it, so we're not that far ahead of the game. They're like late January, early February?
Actually, the date's changed. It's actually April 5th through the 12th.
Holy cow, April?
April.
It's a little warm to be outside playing games.
It'll be beautiful, Larry. I think that's what you meant to say.
Jackie's in charge of weather.
Spring is amazing here. Yeah. Unlike January, which was a little touch and go.
Yeah.
There were a few years there that we were a little soggy and cold and windy. So
well,
now
and,
we're...
And it's funny because I told them that we're planning this Christmas caroling event. Well, we're 2 months in advance, so it should rain that night because all the T's are going to be crossed. All
right?
The I's are going to be dotted. I got all the right people in the right places, so all I need now is something to mess it up like rain.
You know? I'm sure you'll get some nice snow flurries.
I won't wash my truck
that
week.
It'll be part of the ambiance.
Yeah, snow flurries. How many years ago did we have that?
It could happen. We've seen it.
Yes, we have. We can say it snowed in Bullhead City.
I've seen it, I think, three times.
Well, have you really?
You have to. You've been here that long.
Yeah, but I've only seen it once that I could not, when I could actually go out and make a snowball and go, look what I did today.
I don't know that I was ever actually able to make a snowball, but.
Yeah. Well, we've seen flurries, like
right,
you said. Yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about the Golden Games. How many different games are there?
We're actually adding more as we speak, but as of right now, we've got about 16.
16 different 16, games.
And we're actually going to be hosting softball.
Oh.
So we're bringing softball back.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Well, the city used to hold a softball tournament in December.
Right, November.
December for the toy program.
So that you're right. We used to have a spring classic, a fall classic, and the Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
So the Toys for Tots was in December, but I thought it was still happening.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I'm actually running the fall classic.
Oh, well, good.
And it's happening in October.
The December.
I know Jeff Jackson will send somebody over to pick up all the toys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I used to do.
I think that it's I think it's promoter run. I think we just support it.
Oh, okay. I know Dave used to call me and say, bring a pickup truck over so we can put the toys in it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That might still be happening.
Good. I hope so. 16 games. What are the 16 games?
Oh, my goodness. We have so many. So we're doing the 5K, the river run. We turned it into a scenic run. So we'll run around the river. So we've got the 5Ks, the bowling, the chair volleyball. We're doing clay trap shooting, pistol shooting, and rifle shooting this year. So those are brand new.
Those are all at the shooting range in the valley?
At Tri-State.
Yeah.
We have cornhole, who I'm actually partnering with Los Lagos. So we're going to be going everywhere, all over Mojave Valley. Maybe not Needles.
Are your swimming events going to be in the new city swimming pool at the Chaparral Golf Course?
No. I wish. I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But no, but I'm trying to plan a pool party there. I think that would be cool.
Oh, I think so too.
But no, we do have swimming going on. We're trying to bring paddle boarding. That's why we moved it more to a nice sunnier weather, just because we can utilize the water more.
Okay. That makes sense. So where are you going to run then? Are you going to run up on the trail?
Yeah, we're still figuring that out. It looks like Heritage Trail right around there. It's beautiful. We've been checking it out. We also checked out on the Nevada side of the river of where Rotary Park is.
But a 5K is 3 point something miles, 3.2?
Yeah, I want to say 3.2.
If you run from Davis Camp to the top where the restrooms are and back, that's 3.2.
Well, there you go, Larry.
That doesn't sound like a very scenic run to the restrooms and back.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. If you go all the way around, it's 6 miles. So I've walked it. I haven't never ran it.
Oh.
Nick Darios runs it.
But we have power walking, too.
I know. I do it.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm a senior. I participate.
You're going to do it?
In the games?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, I've got medals hanging in my garage.
I love it. So you're a medal winner.
Only because I was the only one in my category.
Take the W, Larry. Take the W.
I did.
We didn't.
It hangs in my garage.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jeff Tipton ran. I walked. Yeah. So.
I'm gonna get all you guys to participate.
Yeah, why not?
Every single one of you. Dave participated in the table tennis last year.
Did he?
Yeah. Okay. And he got the gold.
He got the gold?
He did.
Wow.
Have you... What else did you do other than walking?
That was it.
You could do table tennis, cornhole, horseshoes. Come on. We believe in you.
I'm old.
You don't think you can do... Is table tennis too much for you?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
I have a fake knee. I'll probably fall. Oh. That's why I walk.
So you're asking for a handicap? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Can we play in wheelchairs? My best friend played wheelchair softball.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a 3-point. You play on concrete. You play on a parking lot. And you map it out. They had tournaments.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you need to look into that, huh?
Yeah. My mind's already going.
They make a note. Call me afterwards. I'll tell you how we did it. Somewhere I have a file because he did a tournament in Phoenix and he made me run it up here.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. So
well, we do have chair volleyball.
You do?
Where you sit in a chair. I mean, we've had actually our last training that we had is we had two people in wheelchairs come on in. It was awesome.
Good. Well, this you play three on a team, and one of them can be able body in a chair. So like one of us could be in a chair. But my buddy's a quad. So, and you pitch to your own team, and it depends on how many times it bounces as to if it's a base hit or double. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Kids play too. Yeah. Out there in their wheelchairs. So
this will be our 9th annual Golden Games, and we've officially this year rebranded as Golden Games. So we've got a new website domain, which is goldengamesbhc.com.
Okay, because you did that last year.
We slowly transitioned from Senior Games to Golden Games. So we were committed and totally switched over to Golden Games this year, which was Janie's idea for the name, and has been a tremendous success. Everyone really loves the Golden Games versus the Senior Games.
What's your furthest participant in the last few years?
That is a super good question. I don't.
That's why I brought it.
I don't know the answer to that. What? Who's come the furthest to participate?
Oh, I don't know. We had a couple people from Alaska.
Really?
Yeah.
It would be hard to beat that.
That would be hard to beat.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping. I'm going to recruit all these people from Utah, and they come from everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
So Janie's going to the Huntsman Games in Utah in October. She'll be there for 2 weeks. Huntsman Games is the premier senior games in the world.
Oh, wow.
It's in Salt Lake?
St. George.
I always say that wrong. In St. George. And they have been amazing mentors to us since the beginning. So this is our 9th annual. So for 9 years, they have had us out there. They are tremendously helpful.
Good.
And their games are hugely, people come from all over the world to compete in their their games.
Yeah.
And theirs is a nonprofit. It's
ours is too.
Right. theirs is tech. I mean, we are a municipality,
yeah.
But they are a 501c3.
Oh.
So they have shared everything with us and helped us promote our events. And
good.
They have been amazing partners. We're very, very lucky to have them.
And Janie, this will be your second year coordinating it, right?
Yeah, second year. Last year I got to go to Huntsman for like three, four days. And this time I get to really immerse myself in there.
Okay.
And make things happen. I'm excited. I really am. I think I've turned it into my baby. And honestly, I think I put my whole heart into it, because when I turn 50 and older, I want this to still be going so I can participate.
I'm making it good for me. Well, that's good. I like that idea. What other locations are you using? You mentioned the shooting range and golf course.
Yeah, we're using the bowling alley, Riverside.
Okay.
Yeah, we're expanding bowling there. Hopefully, we'll be using Los Lagos for cornhole.
Okay.
I've been partnering with them on that one. We're using Mojave High for track and field,
okay.
Which Steve Sunday loves to run.
Oh, he does
a great job.
He loves to operate it, not
there
run.
You go, right. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. He's a get it done kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm going through everything. I forgot to talk about pickleball.
Pickleball? Oh, my gosh. You'll have indoor pickleball by then, won't you?
I don't think so, but...
Not by April?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's definitely our most popular sport. We get the most registered athletes until we bring softball back. Then softball will go back to the top. But pickleball is obviously very popular here and on the West Coast and the whole nation for that matter. So that's a great one. And we do have amazing pickleball courts.
It's amazing if you're watching TV, some live shows and stuff, you know, Tonight Show or whatever, or the new, even on the news, they'll talk about pickleball. Or they'll be going, I played so-and-so, and you'll go, wow.
Same with cornhole. Like ESPN shows cornhole tournaments.
ESPN shows ants running. I mean, they're looking for stuff all the time, right? Anything that's close to a sport.
Right.
You know, these three mice are racing down the road. Didn't you last year have somebody come and cover some of this stuff, TV-wise?
No. We had TV4, McKenzie and Berger. Yeah, I mean, because they're awesome.
They're always everywhere. They're always everywhere. But I thought last year we had somebody from...
Well, we had John Rosen come, and he's the vice president of the now Silver Games. They're not the Senior Games.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the Nevada State is now Senior Games. So he came, and he's the vice president. He actually was a director for pickleball.
Oh, good.
He was our tournament director.
Oh. And the community that goes along with this, all the state games, they've all been... great, and they all work together. There's not, it's not a competition. It's like, how can we help each other?
Right.
How can we continue to grow this segment? And it's a great group of people to work with.
And then you have tennis also?
Tennis, we're looking at to get tennis because we do have some athletes that like to play tennis, not just pickleball.
Which is, this is a good point. So each one of these sports, Janie tries to find a volunteer coordinator because obviously Janie can't be in every place at the same time. So if you're a volunteer, if you're interested in volunteering to lead tennis, or if there's a sport that you're passionate about that you'd like to see added or be a part of or volunteer, you need to contact Janie so we can get you involved and help grow the sport.
928-763-0128.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking for paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding?
Mm-hmm.
Carla Brady.
Did you just volunteer Carla?
I know she goes out there and paddleboards.
Larry said you would do it.
Quite a bit, you know. Maybe. You can ask her. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0. Oh, by the way, today it's Paul McCartney live. Well, live from the USSR. Back to the USSR, Volume 1. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Check out the new pot roast breakfast Skittle. Yes. And also, the breakfast trio starts at $5.95. Also brought to you by TWN Communications. Call them locally. If you have questions, you want service, 928-444-8232.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store@SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Arnold here. It's truck month at Bradley Chevrolet. Right now, drive home a new Silverado LD with 2.9 financing for 72 months or save up to $9,500 off MSRP. Plus, get an extra $1,250 in trading assistance. Need something bigger? Our Silverado heavy duties are rolling out with discounts up to $6,250 off. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Price on stock number 58656. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 on a Friday. We're visiting today our guests in the studio, Janie Figueroa, Recreation Supervisor for Bullhead City. Take a big breath. And Jackie Jensen, the Marketing Sponsorship Tourism Director for the City of Bullhead City. How big is your business card?
It's big. It's a fold-out.
Yeah, it's a fold-out. Yeah. Trifold business card. Uh-huh. This is Jackie. And you've been there almost 15 years.
Yes. But I always say working for Toby Cotter is like dog years. So that's times seven?
Oh.
Just kidding. I love to give him grief, and he loves taking it.
I was going to say, and he's a good sport about it.
He is.
And he deserves it sometimes. He comes up with some wild ideas for this town.
He does, but he's done amazing things.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when you look at the sports that we have in our town, and you just look at, like, what they're doing with the dog pound. I mean,
right.
You don't even use the dog
animal shelter.
Word dog pound anymore.
Yeah.
The bark.
Yes.
Bullhead area.
Bullhead City Animal Resource Center.
That one. Yeah.
I'm here for you, Larry.
Yeah.
See, we need to have a show together. I keep you in line.
Yeah, well, we had that coming after the first of the year. That should be open.
Super exciting. We've
yeah.
got a lot going on there. I'm building their website right now.
Oh, yeah?
So we can
They're
going to
have their own?
Yep.
And you're the website builder?
Yeah.
When are you going to join my club?
That's, I think I have built a lot of our websites. I think I have 10 oh. under my belt right now.
Oh, wow. And like you were telling me at the pool one day that you can do the QR codes.
Yes. Yeah. I like it how you make it sound like you and I were hanging out at the pool.
Well,
we're hanging out at the pool one day. And
I was there putting up a banner. You were there taking pictures.
Right.
And not of me. You had a sponsor for...
Yes, it was TWN for their
yes.
summer series sponsorship.
Yeah. And they got a free night at the pool, free day tomorrow?
I believe
it is coming
so,
up. Actually.
Yes, I have it on my little calendar here.
Speaking of the pool?
Yep.
Tomorrow. I know they have one
tomorrow.
Today,
no,
right?
It's today.
It's today.
Summer's mm-hmm. last pop pool party.
Yeah.
So today, if you grandparents want to take your grandkids down to the pool, it's absolutely free. And you don't have to get in. You can sit and watch your grandparents.
Or you can just put your legs in if you just need to cool off and stay. It's,
oh,
a, little,
yeah.
it's a little humid out there today.
Well, and you can even walk in mm-hmm. to like a foot or so because it's a nice long ramp. So I see. Cause
yeah. What do they call that? Like a Baja deck, right?
No,
Baja
know.
Drops. It's like a oh. it's like a beach entry.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and it's perfect for parents that have like
little ones,
tots that they can just walk in there and
they can sit and it not be too deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smart idea. So and now we have two pools.
and maybe another.
Maybe another.
Uh oh.
Dun 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 dun. That's all I'm saying.
Breaking news from Jackie
Jensen.
Not saying
Jensen. Anything. Really quick before you move on from Golden Games, I just want to remind everybody that we changed the dates from January. So now this year, or actually 2026, it'll be April 5th through the 12th. And one of the other amazing things that Janie has done with rebranding and rebuilding this event is she's added a ton of monthly training events. So you can get into gold medal shape and go to training events,
oh.
try some sports out and see, hey, is this the one for me? Am I, you know, do I want to do this before you commit to the Golden Games? And so she has a very robust training schedule offering different sporting events every month long, so you can go in and pick up an event. Some of them are free. Most of them are free. I know that the shooting events.
Yeah, the shooting events cost because of ammo.
Sure.
But other than that, almost every single one is free. And I try to do them where, like, shooting is every last Saturday of the month. Right?
Oh, okay.
So you kind of keep
you
it
a
in
schedule.
The back of your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, and then we switch from, like, trapped. So this month will be trap shooting. Next month will be pistols and then rifles.
Okay.
And then back to trap. And we always see, I've been seeing a lot of city faces out there.
Good.
Yeah.
Employees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Kevin Raymond.
All right.
Goes out there, and he's an awesome shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Allie Harms, awesome shot.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Right. So she's got horseshoes on October 10th. She's got cornhole on October 15th. But the best way to stay up to date is to follow the Facebook page, which is Golden Games. So make sure you're following the Facebook page, and you'll know.
And then
what's
you also have
on.
All this on the website, which changes when?
Yes. The website's changed.
Are it's already
talking,
.gov?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Golden Games.
The city, the new
the city.
The Golden Games has its own website.
Of course.
So
they
all
do.
Of that information is on the Golden Games website.
But I'll bet if you went to Bullhead City...
It will eventually, once it changes over.
.gov in a week or so.
Right, so it'll be Bullhead City AZ.
.gov.
.gov will be the new domain.
And that starts when?
The 29th.
29th.
And then on October 29th, we launch our new tourism website, which will then be bullheadcity.com. So we're going to redirect the old domain to the tourism site.
Okay.
So that will be there. And then that, as you and I were speaking earlier, we'll have a tri-state free event calendar. It's going to list all the lodging opportunities here, you know, with hotels, motels, RV parks, Airbnbs. We'll have restaurant listings, dining listings, and then all kinds of things to do. And there's Nicole Jarman, who is our marketing and communications specialist. She's been creating all kinds of blogs and videos, so there'll be information on there about like five places to see when you're in Bullhead City. Or
did her husband teach her how to do that?
No, she is a well-educated woman. She was a news anchor in Colorado.
Oh, really?
If you've watched any of her videos, the woman has the most amazing voice ever.
Oh, okay.
I feel like she's always giving me the news, you know, like she's got that voice. It's so awesome. So we've got a lot of great and exciting things coming up.
We have some of our announcers that record our commercials that do news. Like when you listen to them to pick a voice, some of them are like, and now on the 6 yes. p.m. news, you know, yes. and you're like, whoa, what a great voice, right. you know? Yeah. So those are our announcers, and they do that. So I'm just picking on her because her husband is James Jarman, the
right.
director of
marketing
and promotions and events for really? Mojave Community.
You mean Mojave College? I was waiting for you to do it so I could correct you. You see, we're a dynamic duo.
Yeah, Mojave College. We have to get used to saying that.
Right.
I've been here 45 years, and it's always been MCC.
It rolls off the tongue, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MCC is easy to say. And when you say MCC, everybody knew what you're talking about.
Right.
Now you say Mojave College, they go, what?
It'll take a little time. But I love their new logo. I think they're doing a great
job. I know.
I
was in a meeting with a gal yesterday that had a new book and everything and was handing out pins with the new logos on it. Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. They're in here next week. Next Friday, I want to say the 26th. Yeah. Next Friday, Mojave College will be here.
Yeah. So I do want to plug one more thing that Janie's got going on.
We have 20 minutes.
Good. Well, I mean, I've got my stack here.
Okay, we took a commercial break so she can get to her stack. Speaking of 2.0, is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They had their meeting last night. I saw lots of videos. I didn't go because my truck's got to go in the shop. It's acting up. Goes in today. But right now you can sign up for the tour to Washington, D.C. Go to the website or just call them, 763-1110. And we're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where Monday night you can check out Monday Night Football at the ranch.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September course reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19th. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Arnold here. It's truck month at Bradley Chevrolet. Right now, drive home a new Silverado LD with 2.9 financing for 72 months or save up to $9,500 off MSRP. Plus, get an extra $1,250 in trading assistance. Need something bigger? Our Silverado heavy duties are rolling out with discounts up to $6,250 off. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Price on stock number 58656. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details. When your home fills up with family, Allo Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Allo Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Allo at 866-481-2556 or visit allofiber.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. And by the way, if you have a question, feel free to call in. 234-343-1065. Or if you're one of those people that likes to text, you can text all of our programs. Speak Out 2.0 and Common Ground. 928-727-5566. Text a question. We'll pop it up and answer it for you. That means me, along with Jackie Jensen, the marketing, sponsorship, tourism director, and Janie Figueroa, the recreation supervisor. Janie has a simple title.
I know. For whatever it's worth, I didn't come up with it, so.
It was handed to you?
Yes.
Did he bring you new cards, or did you just say, I got an idea?
Yeah, he just said, I got an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So who's all your staff?
I have Nicole Jarman, as I mentioned, and then we have Shauna Cates, who's our new sponsorship coordinator. So she's out getting all of our sponsors and community partners and now working on foundation and grants for the new BARC.
Don't you think the city does an excellent – well, this is a loaded question
right.
for you.
You're really teeing it up for me. Give it to me.
But, I mean, I think that over the 15 years that you've been sitting there in the city – you've done a great job with the sponsorship program.
Thanks,
Larry. I mean, the pool and all the city events, but it gives everybody an opportunity to be a part of them. You know, the city's actually a sponsor of our Kiwanis Night Christmas Carol.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Well, Dave said, Toby's going to let me know. I said, no, just tell Toby he is.
So all of that runs through my budget.
I'm not asking for money.
Oh. Well, then, see? Now you know you should have, huh? Yeah,
apparently. So, well.
Note to self.
We're going to lunch afterwards.
Sorry, I'm all booked up.
man. How many competitors will show up for this event, number-wise?
3 million.
I was talking to James.
St. George, the Huntsman, gets 12,000 athletes. 12,000 is what they get. So I'm hoping to get at least 3,000. That would be phenomenal. That's a great start for us.
Now, Jackie Jensen has a history of partnering with some of the casinos. So you have some of them for room packages and whatnot?
Sure.
Okay.
And, Golden Games, like I said, this is our ninth year. So pre-COVID, we were close to about 2,500.
Oh, okay.
And then we separated from softball, which was a large portion of those athletes. So us bringing softball back, and Janie has really put her heart and soul into Golden Games, and the people adore her. Like her coordinators, her athletes, they speak very highly of her. It's a breath of fresh air, and it's
good.
Just what this event needed. So I think that she is right on track to hit her goal there.
I have friends of mine. Well, they become friends. They're show sponsors and they own a couple of businesses. And we saw them up at Laughlin Ranch one day when we were there for lunch. And they said, we come down here because they live in Kingman. We come down here because you get the best soccer fields. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know, because I remember when Sam Medrano was on city council making a big splash about, we got to get that grass green. Mm-hmm. And it's the greenest grass in town.
Yeah, we have great facilities. Oddly enough, I was at I think it was one of your events, actually. It was one of your puppy play dates at the Rotary Park Dog Park, and I was running the booth for Live, Love, Bark, the nonprofit for Bark. And I was talking to a couple, and they were talking about how much they love all of our parks and our facilities, and they moved from Lake Havasu to Bullhead because of the dog parks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And we're going to add another one on the other side of the highway next year?
I don't know what the timeline is for that.
Or a year
to
after.
Be honest.
I think it's in the plan.
It's in the near future, but
It's part of the plan.
Plans.
Yeah, because, you know, when you think about all of our parks and then the Nature Center, and, I mean, we've got a lot to offer.
We do. And just to remind people, I know some people are critical of our amazing parks. You know, we get all of that money from parking through Community Park that has to be, because Community Park is a lease through BLM, has to be reinvested into the parks. So a lot of those amazing facilities like that splash pad down at Community, I mean, those funds were all pulled from those
funds.
Visitors that came and paid to park at Community Park.
And they also pay for the maintenance people that work all night to have it beautiful the next morning for everybody during the summer.
Right.
I mean, that's besides the jet ski lifeguards and the police boats and the fire boat all out there on the river, the fact that when everyone leaves at 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and you come back the next day, it's spotless. Trash cans are all empty.
Right.
Beach is clear. And that's something the city does very well.
Thank you.
On behalf of Toby Cotter, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think so anyways. Are there going to be viewing areas for people to come out and see all these games?
Yeah, of course. And that's another thing that Jackie and I have been really focusing on is that it's not just for these amazing athletes. You know, if you were an amazing athlete when you were 20, it's not just for you. It's actually a social event as well.
Okay.
Like, come on out, make some friends. So if you're not into competing, come on out, volunteer, support, and you'll be able to watch all of these games.
It's funny you say that, because when the people from the pickleball were wanting shade cover, they didn't want it over the courts. They wanted it over the area where they could stand around and gossip.
You mean cheer on their other players?
Yes, that area.
Right.
But that's the area that they're going to cover. And so that just ties into what you just said. That,
and you can come and watch all of these sports for free. There's no entry fees to be a spectator.
Okay.
Come down, enjoy it. A lot of them, particularly the larger ones in the past, like pickleball and softball, I mean, there's food trucks down there. There's sometimes there, you know, some vendor booths. I mean, it's a – and now it's going to be amazing weather in April, so it'll be a great day to spend at the park and watch some fun sports.
Yeah, and if it's in Rotary Park, you can walk all the way around Rotary. I think that's 3.2, I believe. Isn't it?
We've done that.
Yeah. We did it there last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last couple of years.
Or this year.
I think it's 3.2.
I know. I keep saying that, too. I don't know where we are in the year. Is it 2025?
3.2 all the way around the park.
Yeah. So that's where we've done it.
So who are your big sponsors for this?
We're currently working on sponsorships because it's in April.
Okay. You got some
time. So we got a little time. So right now we're working on sponsorships for Christmas Festival.
When will the Christmas festival be?
That's December 13th. It's called The Magic of Christmas.
The Magic of Christmas.
Isn't
at the field house again?
At the field house.
Okay.
So that's right now. And then the big news about that is, so in the past, the wristbands were $15. Last year, they did an early bird where you could get the wristbands for $10. And this year, they're going to do all the wristbands for $5.
Wow.
So, and that
price is going down.
Right? So that is part of it. It's because we have great partners. Republic Services signed on as the presenting sponsor. We've got TWN. We've got a lot of other sponsors signing on now. So if you're interested in being a part of that, which is, if you're not familiar with that event, I always say it's like a big holiday hug. It's an amazing community event that's been going. Actually, it started as the end of the boombox parade over in Gary Keith before it was beautiful.
No, it started up by Albertsons. Remember? The parade would go up to Albertsons.
So I remember it before that.
Yeah.
And then we took it up to Riverview Mall.
Okay.
And then we made it 2 days up there. And then during COVID, you know, kind of separated, and we were like, okay, we'll try the field house, and it's really taken off down there. So now, I mean, Claire Adams is in charge of that event. She brings in a big carnival, and Santa's there, and there's all kinds of activities, petting zoo. I mean, she's got a lot of fun stuff.
Don't show Claire the picture of my backdrop.
Oh, no. Well, you won't be using it on the 13th.
Nope.
See?
We're using it on the 6th.
So we can all share.
Well.
So lots of amazing stuff, and then we'll have the boat lighting at the Bullhead Bell. I think that's on the 8th of December.
Okay.
So we got a lot of fun things. But if you go, you know, as of October 29th, you can go to bullheadcity.com and see the new event calendar for the community, and we'll have all of those events. And if you have an event coming up, you can, you'll be able to go in there on starting October 29th and put your events in for free.
Good. Well, and if there's one thing that we lack, and we've always lacked, is a one community calendar. So it's good that that will be there.
It's so true. And when we had the Optimum Community Center grand opening in March, I tried to spend a lot of time talking to the people that were coming through, and I asked them, where do you go to get your information if you want to know what's going on? And everyone was just dumbfounded. They're like, we don't know where to go.
I'll give you a different answer.
That's the trouble. I don't know where to go. And, you know, we try to find things and we feel like we're not in the loop. So that's what this will, the current city domain, bulletcity.com, will be redirected on October 29th to the new tourism website that will have that event calendar. And we'll do our best to educate the public on going there and finding out everything that's going on, as well as going there and putting in your information.
And I was in a meeting yesterday, the Homeless Task Force, with Jeff Tipton and Andy Severiano. And one of the things that we talked about is Jeff, over the last year or so, has taken the website and made a whole list of services for the homeless, for people that need mental health, people that have addictions. And that's now all on the city website under community services. And that's an amazing thing, because I think back years ago when Bob DeFries was the chief of police in Kingman with MSTEP, and KRMC used to produce a booklet for the county of those services. But 2 weeks after you print it, it's changed.
Right.
And so we kept saying, we got to get it on a website. Well, when Jeff Tipton was put in charge of the Homeless Task Force, he did that. And that's all on the city website right now under community services. And it's just amazing. I told him yesterday, you should get 1,000 business cards printed and get them out to some of the businesses so people have it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I guess you're going to make new, you're going to distribute, because you're going to have 4 or 5 websites?
Well, I mean,
GoldenGames.gov.com.
These things all kind of exist and have existed for a while. I mean, we've got BullheadBell.com. We've got TheRiverAZ.com. We've got Golden Games. And then we'll have BarkBHC.com is coming out soon, and then the tourism site. And then because of our partnership with the high school, we do the Tournament of Champions website. So we've got a
ton of websites.
Got a few. Farmers Market
has their own website. When they go to the new .gov, will you be able to connect to all those on there?
Sure.
That's her going, oh, that's a good idea. I should write that down.
Yeah. Sure. So the new city website, government website, is a McKinsey project. I'm not really involved in it. So
under the public information officer.
Right. But I'm sure he's on it.
If not, you will go home. You will go back and call him and say, I got an idea. But, you know, a lot of the things that happen in our cities, and I just say not just Bullhead, but Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, when the public goes up and talks, sometimes at the public part of the meetings, some good ideas come out. And, like, our city has stolen ideas from the public. I think a couple of years ago, somebody walked up there and said, why don't we do wristbands? So when these people rent a Wave Runner and they watch that video, they can wear a wristband so all your officers know when they're on the river.
I don't really call that stealing as much as that was a great idea, and we're one community, and we're helping each other.
Yeah.
It's not stealing an idea.
But it came from the public.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think Kingman and Havasu probably do the same thing, and we don't know about it here in Bullhead, but we do about Bullhead.
Well, I mean, obviously Bullhead people have better ideas.
The opinions of our guests are...
Just kidding. Everybody's wonderful.
Yeah.
I did want to just plug really quick one of Janie's events that she's starting this year. She's not just Golden Games, although it truly is enough that it could just be Golden Games, but there's no slowing this woman down. So she's launching a Jack-O-Lantern Kids Triathlon.
Wow.
Fun, huh? October 25th. It'll be 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. She's got 3 age categories. It's sponsored by TWN, and we'll be putting that information out today.
Okay.
So people can sign up. It's free. They just have to register to
participate.
Fun, huh? So they'll swim, bike, and run.
And then will it?
Not all at the same time.
Okay, good. and they'll win a pumpkin.
They will. Yeah, and swords, they'll win a pumpkin medal.
Oh, pumpkin medal.
Yeah, it's going to be like a jack-o'-lantern medal.
I know we really tried to parlay in them doing it in a costume, but swimming was a challenge.
It could be rough.
Right? And but wouldn't it have been cute, like all these little monsters on their bikes?
So maybe for the bikes, they have to wear a costume.
Right. Well, let's get through year one. And then we'll figure out how we can...
Or running across the finish line, like you see Spider-Man going, right. And then a little fairy beats him, you know.
Okay, yeah.
It'd be adorable. So that's going to be super fun.
I like the idea. That's different. Okay, what else do we have?
Yeah. What else do we have? So we have Farmer's Market.
Oh, yes.
Our first Farmer's Market's coming up October 4th.
That's just a couple of weeks.
I know. Isn't that a little crazy?
I know.
So that'll be the Pumpkin Palooza. And Claire has Tyler Halsey playing at the Farmer's Market.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sure it's going to be a gorgeous day. You can go out and check out her over 80 vendors and all of her great food vendors and listen to Tyler Halsey. And
okay.
If you've got kids, bring them along. She's got all kinds of pumpkin-themed activities and games and fun for the whole family. Free.
Claire's made of fun.
Yes.
I mean...
Dave's whole staff is made of fun. Like, Recreation has a really great staff.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, and he's coming on here in a few weeks, you know, Ryan Frueworth is back in Recreation in Kingman.
I did not.
Yes.
I adore Ryan.
I know.
You have to tell him hello for me.
I will. Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
And if he's listening, he's probably writing down all the good things he's going to say about Kingman.
Right.
he's going to call in and do the program. Yeah.
He is a good guy. So, Farmers Market, our presenting sponsors this year are Clayton Homes and Arrowhead Credit Union. So, we're super excited about the new season.
And Speak Out 2.0.
And Speak Out 2.0 is our media partner.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have to go every year, every time they're here, and get strawberries for my wife.
Yeah. So, Nicole is... My Nicole German. She's been doing amazing videos, and she's partnering with some of the vendors. And so her and Claire were talking this week, and Claire was saying that they've got some new local farms.
Oh, good.
They're going to be participating. So Nicole's reaching out to them and put out some little promo videos about our local farms. So
fabulous.
We're really growing that, which is great, obviously.
It makes it more of a farmer's market.
Totally.
Yeah.
And local.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. There's some. I guess there's a new one that she's got that's coming in from Golden Valley, and then, of course we have Triple Farms from Mojave Valley, which is amazing.
And I don't know the gentleman's name that brings the strawberries.
I don't either.
But
I think I kind of refer to him as a strawberry guy. But
I do too. but he has a lot more than just strawberries.
Yes.
And my wife is an RN. Well, he was in the hospital recently, and he said something, and my wife said, "Do you make strawberries?" And he goes, "I do." And she goes, "Do you sell them at the farmer's?" "I do." She goes, "I love your strawberries."
That's cute.
Yeah, because she takes them to work.
No, they're great.
Oh, if you're a strawberry lover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we actually, I know that was one of the vendors that Toby was always like, "We got to get the strawberry guy." Like, people call. They want to see the strawberry guy. So
yeah,
he's got quite the following.
Claire had him at her her first Young Tykes event. Farmers Market.
Oh.
Yeah. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Oh, I did that one. How about Legacy Rehab and Care Center? I didn't tell you about that yet. It's a skilled nursing facility, almost like a home-type setting. Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road and check it out. And Mojave Mortgage. You heard the interest rates went down this week? Call Mojave Mortgage and see if you can get a deal. Ask for Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September course reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19th. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Attention high school juniors. Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Ready for reliable internet right to your home? 100% fiber internet from TWN delivers the speed you need with unlimited data, affordable plans, and local service you can count on. From video calls to movie nights, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Call 888-227-2095.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, about two before the hour, and then after the news at the top of the hour, the Sean Hannity program in your ears for 3 hours. Okay, ladies, we got to wrap it up. What do you got?
I just want to, a couple quick things. I wanted to remind everyone that we've got free dog adoptions going on right now at the Bullhead Animal Resource Center, brought to you by Swanies. Allie's got a lot of dogs in that shelter. We need to find them homes. So,
and I want to say Swanee gives you like $4,000 a month to do this.
It's not a large amount of money.
Yeah,
it's not a month. So they cover 50 adoptions, and we do it three times a year.
All right.
But yes, they're great partners. Also, really quick, the shelter's also partnered with RSK, Boarding, Grooming, and Training, to do pedicures for your pet.
Risen Star Kennel.
Yes. On October 25th at 10 a.m. at Cal Ranch, $10. It all goes back to the shelter. And then Janie's hosting the Halloween. Bring your dog down to Rotary Park on October 28th. And they have vendors and Halloween photo ops and bring your dog out in your costume. And then one more thing really quick, Bullhead Bell. starting September 27th, they're bringing back their live entertainment. So they're going to kick it off with Lorenda Lee and their Oktoberfest special menu.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone have a great weekend.
You too.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.